You're listening to the Become Stronger podcast. In this episode, I'm going to share with you why being strong is about so much more than just putting a big number on the barbell and why it has the potential to completely change your life. So if you want to learn how you can apply principles of strength training to build the courage and resilience necessary, which is going to take you closer towards your dream life, stay in. All right, welcome to a new episode of the Become Stronger podcast. My name is Manuel Kiselak and I'm excited to have you here. This is going to be a special episode because today I am going to talk about how becoming strong is going to change your life. And this is something which I'm 100% convinced of, that becoming stronger is one of the most powerful things you can do for basically creating anything you want in your life. And you might be asking yourself, well, how is going to add a few kilos to the bar going to change my life? And there I gotta say, this is about so much more. And to demonstrate this to you, I want to briefly talk about my own journey with becoming the strongest version of myself. So I started to train 10 years ago, and back then it was mainly about building a good looking physique. I wanted to have those six pack abs, build some bigger arms, and that was basically it. So I went to the gym and I got those results pretty quickly. But something which surprised me a lot more than those results are that I really enjoyed this time I had in the gym. And what I really loved about it was that this was time where I was basically all on myself. I was connecting with my body, I was putting in the work, and I was also seeing those changes. And back then I had a ton of insecurities. So I was playing football and I was extremely and I lacked a ton of confidence. So at some point I was even grateful when the coach didn't put me on the field, because I was just scared, and I was playing most of my day. I was most of my day I spent sitting in front of a computer playing video games, playing some online RPGs, and I spent like countless of hours in those games. So there were weeks where I was just gaming for 100 hours, and this was a habit which I held for a lot of years. And apart from that, I didn't really do much. So of course there was school and the stuff a 16-year-old, like back then I was 16, has to do, and this wasn't very fulfilling for me either. So when I noticed this spark of passion while training in the gym, I was really excited, and my goals shifted from just building some six-pack abs to getting much deeper into strength training. So I started to do lifts like squat, deadlifts, and I just watched some powerlifters compete and I thought like, damn, those guys are strong. And there were some of those who were deadlifting triple body weight, and I thought, holy crap, this is going to be some, or this has to be some absolute peak performance which only the absolute strongest people in this world are capable of doing, and I aspired to be one of them. So the thing here was that I had no idea what I was doing. So what happened was that I just started to injure myself on a consistent basis. So I was in pain, I had problems with my knee before from playing football, I had some back pain from sitting in front of the computer all day. And by basically training in a very wrong way, I was just wrecking myself even more. And this led to the point where I just was training for a couple of weeks, then I had to pause, then I was training again, then I had to pause again, and there was a huge lack of consistency, and this of course made real progress impossible. And I was just running in circle, and I was frustrated, and I got so angry. And this changed when I really made this commitment, when I started to dedicate myself to learning about anything there is about strength training. And when I moved to another city for university, I met a lot of people who were very dedicated to their lifting, and they taught me a lot, and I started to make consistent and very good progress for the first time in my life. This amplified a ton when I decided to apply for the strength coach education, and took me a couple of years to be allowed to this education because they have very high standards. And when I got into this education, I was blown away by the inspiration and by the passion those guys had, because I just loved those stories on how the head coach, on how he was able to overcome his own insecurities by applying principles from strength training, how he used this to build his business, and on his crazy stories about the amount he used to lift and all of this. And I was just inspired by that. And so I decided that I would become a strength coach as well in the future. So after I graduated my bachelor's, I moved to Vienna, where I still live today, and I had this plan of building my business. And back then I was in a situation where I was just, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, so I had to find a way on how to build this trust that this is possible for me, because I was in a position where I was scared as shit from just putting myself on out on social media. So I had huge resistance against showing myself or recording a video, and this reminded me back to the days where I was just starting out in strength training, because back then I had no idea what I was doing too. It was extremely uncomfortable, and I was able, after some time of course, to beat the odds and get out on top. And in 2019 I hit this life goal of pulling triple body weight, which I seemed impossible back then. So I had this proof that huge change for me was possible and that I could get it done. And I started doing what I call translating success. I applied principles which I learned for strength training and used those to basically put myself on a track of becoming successful in being a coach as well. And some of those principles are, I want to talk about those a bit. So the first benefit of strength training, this is probably the most obvious one, is that it has a ton of physical health benefits. So if you look up online studies on or evidence, you will find countless of papers and all this stuff, and I can 100% attest to this. So I was able to get rid of my back and knee pain and all this stuff by training in the right way, of course, and I have none of those today. Zero. And this is very contradicting to what people usually believe when they see those videos on, like, oh my god, this guy is lifting so much weight, this has to be hard on his back, and it's going to ruin his health, and he is going to sit in a wheelchair one day. And the thing here is, of course, if you compete in the sport, there is some risk involved, but overall this whole subject of strength training has so many benefits if you do it the right way, and this is the first thing. So it's going to make you a lot more resilient as well. if you are able to push yourself in the gym, you know that you can handle stress. You know that some tough circumstances aren't going to bring you down as fast. So before I started to train, or in the early years of my training, I was extremely prone to just getting into my self-pity when things were getting a bit rough, and I would just back out basically every time. And this changed because today I am doing a lot more stuff that is quote-unquote hard, because what is hard and what's easy is always a matter of perspective, right? But I'm able to do a lot of this with much less resistance than easy stuff back then, because I have just built this resilience. And this is something which I see a lot of people lacking. A lot of people have big goals. They have this idea of maybe building their business, going forward in their career, or even showing up powerfully in their relationships, but they lack the resilience to really do so. And this is something which you will learn by strength training. Another huge component is, or another huge skill which strength training is going to provide you with, is discipline, consistency, and the ability to implement habits. So this whole thing is about doing very simple stuff over and over and improving weekly and daily. And this applies to anything else. So we all think that we need this one magic pill, this one magic cure that will fix all our problems, but it never works this way. It's always the boring stuff, or the seemingly boring stuff, the unspectacular stuff that is going to really build our dream life. And this applies to strength training, this applies to getting your degree in university, and this also applies to what I'm doing today in building my business. It's all about consistency and constant improvement. No one will be perfect at anything when he tries it the first time, and you don't have to be that way, but over time you're going to improve and it is going to be so much more easier. And this is something which strength training forces you to do, because if you, let's say, start with a 100 kg squat and one day you're squatting 200, you are basically doing the same thing but on a different level, and you are going to be much more confident. Of course, there's still some anxiety maybe involved if you touch a new weight, but this is normal and brings us to the next point. Strength training is a big method on building courage. So if you're able to put yourself under a 200 kg barbell, or it doesn't even have to be this load, it can be a much lighter load, but at the beginning it's going to be extremely uncomfortable because it's outside of your comfort zone. And the amount of success you're going to have with anything you're doing will be determined by your ability of expanding your comfort zone. Some analogy I really love to use is those of a video game. So maybe you've played some RPG at some time, and there are those boss monsters, and to beat those you need to have a certain level, you need to have a certain amount of skill, and if you don't have those you will fail. And this is the same thing with comfort zones. So there's a high chance that if you're working towards a goal, or you're dreaming about something but you are not making any progress towards it, it's because this goal is just way outside of your comfort zone. And to get there, you need to expand this. So you can think of your comfort zone like a box. It's the box you're in, and this will provide you with a false feeling of safety, because that's basically what staying in comfort is all about, right? It's this perception that we are safe here, but it's never about safety. It's not really about safety. It's about being with stuff that's familiar to you. That's a huge difference, because over time staying in your comfort zone is going to be extremely dangerous, because you're just not evolving in any way if you stay in your comfort zone. And strength training is going to expand this comfort zone massively, because you are having, you're guaranteed to have those days where you just don't want to train. But if you do it and you get it done, you feel so much more empowered than before, and you will just notice that this is again adding into the point I made earlier about building this resilience. You are able to handle your emotions in a much more in a much more stable and strong manner, meaning you are not neither pushing them down, because there's this perception that swallowing and pushing down your emotions is something or a sign of strength, and this is complete bullshit, because if you're not able to face your own emotions, you're basically a coward, because your emotions will provide you with feedback if the current things you're doing in life are working for you or if they are not. Because if you are constantly in a bad mood, there's a very, very high chance that you are just not having the courage to move in a direction where you really want to go, and you might be living someone else's life instead of yours, and you're working towards a goal which isn't really yours, but you're just doing it because you think you're supposed to do this. So this is another huge component of being strong, that you are working towards something which is inspiring you. So you're working from inspiration instead of desperation. And to do so, it takes a big amount of courage, it takes the ability to expand your comfort zones, and it's something which requires strength to do so. And those are all things which strength training is just one huge method and a very powerful method to which unites all of those I've just mentioned before. And therefore, I am absolutely convinced that becoming strong is going to improve your life in ways which you might not even imagine. Good. One thing I want to mention is a method I call translating success. So what this means is that you take the learnings of one area where you're very confident, where you're very competent also, where you know you're good at, and apply the same principles on something where you might be new in. So this was what was this can't talk today, but this is basically what I was talking about earlier when I took the principles from strength training and applied it on my business, because I had no idea what I was doing and I didn't know if I could even make it happen, but I had this trust that I can start basically at zero and become very good at it, because I've done this before with the training. I started in a point where I was extremely weak and I was in pain and I had absolutely no confidence in my body and whatsoever, and I was able to work myself to a place where I'm competing in powerlifting. And I know that when I'm starting something new where I might be not really good at this moment, I have this capacity of making it one of my strengths. And this trust is a huge asset, and you can use this with anything. So maybe you're extremely good at, I don't know, driving a car. So you could take this, what got you there, and apply it somewhere else. So this method of translating success is a huge component of my work, which I'm doing with my clients. And for me, of course, it's the strength training. So when I start with anything new, I will always do this. And this is something which is extremely powerful. Good. I can even expand this further. I know that I have the characteristics which are necessary to get towards a huge goal, because as I mentioned before, this triple body weight deadlift, when I first thought about this goal, it seemed so far outside of my not only outside of my comfort zone, but outside of anything which I perceived as possible. And I proved myself wrong, and I proved to myself that I can make it happen. I can make things happen which at the current point I am right now seem impossible. And this is something, when you develop this inner knowing, this is going to be priceless, because you just know that even if it seems extremely difficult at one day, this is just going to be your normality. And today I'm in a place where lots of things which used to be light years in front of me a couple of years ago, they are just my normality today. And this is something which becoming stronger is going to help you a lot. And as I've said a couple of times already, you can apply this to anything. And this is where, in my perspective, the huge amount of value lies in becoming stronger. So this goes way beyond just some numbers on the barbell. It goes way beyond the ability of lifting a huge amount of weight. And this is also way beyond just building a strong physical body, which of course is the basis for anything, because if you are in a body that can't handle the things necessary to get you towards your goal, you are going to be hugely limited. But becoming stronger will expand above all of those, because it's a huge asset which you can apply with anything you want to obtain in life. Good, that's it for today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this resonates with you and you want to learn how you can use strength as a tool to reach your dream life, I would invite you to just leave me a message on Instagram. You can reach me on Manuel Kisilak. I will, of course, put it in the description of this episode, and just leave me a DM and I will connect with you and check in with your goals. And yeah, let's schedule a call and I will show you how you can build your strength and get closer towards your dream life. All right, that's it for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you've got any questions, just leave me a message on Instagram and we'll hear you on another episode. Bye.